Hello dear listeners, James here. I'm sitting at the back of what I affectionately call my stretch limo on the way to work on Friday morning, and to catch up audio boo really. As people who listen to my audio boo from Twitter or just download for some reason unbeknownst to me, though you're very kind to do so, as a small audiobook community who share stories, anecdotes, opinions, advice, and all kinds of things. We often reply to each other. And specifically, I'd like, if possible, to reply to something Mr. Simon Toon was saying earlier on in the week. It's interesting, actually, that I think I must have got the Mr. bit from Andy, who's otherwise known as the Northern Bloke. It's something I quite like, the formality of it. It's almost irreverent, but it's not. It's kind of affectionate formality. And I often, when I write to, if I email, because I'm quite often in contact with people on podcasts, and I will refer to them as Mr. or Miss or Ms. or Mrs., depending on. It's a bit harder with women, actually, because you can never get it right. But Mr. Simon Toon seems to work for me. I've just listened to podcasts. I tend to listen to audiobooks in the evening, podcasts in the morning, and as I walk to work from the bus stop, which is about a mile, I can get through. I listen to about four or five songs on random, which is always interesting, and I try my best not to do any skipping, not in a sense of galloping along Marylebone Road. I mean skipping of tracks. But yes, one of the podcast I listened to on the way up was Pod Quiz, which is a really good listen. I would recommend it. It's a chap called James who does 20 questions every week, and they go from I don't know where he gets his questions from, but he does really well to get them perfectly. I say perfectly. I like the way they're pitched. They start off quite easy, and at the fifth question of each round is often a real doozy, as the Americans might say. Yeah, give it a listen, podquiz.com. And this week, in fact, it's every 10 weeks it has a prize round. So five extra questions where you get them all right, you win a T-shirt. And I'm quite keen to get a badge, because I collect badges to put on my man bag. I never thought I'd ever say that. Otherwise, what is it? Oh yes, Carcassonne. I've still so far resisted the temptation to join, but I've got an email from Simon to say, join my little colony or club or community, I guess it's called. So I shall invest in that when I get a moment later on. I don't really play too many games on my iPod Touch. The only one I play, and I still don't know why I play it, is called iPhone Racing Live, which is one of these. It's a bit like farming, except with cars. And all you do is you race and you go and do street things and you pick up fuel after a certain amount of time and you get more money. And when you buy cars, it costs you money for the upkeep costs. And you're going, well, hang on a minute. Well, obviously, you can't really do that in real life, not like starting a farm or a cafe, because some of the cars are quite expensive. And I guess that's what it is. It's all about the shiny. It's also a community thing, because you join other people's crews, and the more people you have in your crew, the more interesting missions you can go on. But literally, it's just click, 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 click. But I suppose in some respects, that's the benefit, because what you do is you're at work and you want to stop for 5 minutes and just have a bit of a poke around, sort of almost getting into another world. Although I don't think it's as stimulating as reading a darn good novel. Going past a lorry carrying lots of those things you find on the outside of high towers, sort of ladders, all disassembled. I suppose I've got to get up there somehow. How do they get up there? Right, I shall close now because I'm rambling, but it's good to catch up. It's been a heck of a week at work. I've mainly been powered by caffeine, and I think I shall have to cut down at the weekend. And today's pizza day, and I've got a whole day of work ahead of me. I'm feeling quite awake and up for anything. So I wish you, from the back of my little limousine, all the best, and have a good day. Speak to you soon. Bye. Oh, and in the 15 seconds I've got left, I just wanted to mention Perry Gascoigne. I would not have known anything about that football story had I not heard it on audioboo. Gave me something to talk about at work. I just don't follow sport. How sad is that? Anyway, going again properly. Bye-bye.